Do you think the convention has achieved its potential?
It's not achieved its potential in one respect. It has not got the acknowledgement, the universal acknowledgement that it should have. It's not understood around most of the world. The other problem, this is something which has bothered me right from the start, at the meetings of the committee every year, the director in his report says, and I'm proud to announce that we now have 5 new members. So it's now we have 184 states parties. Everybody claps and you look at them. There's another two, etc., etc., etc. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, what's it? Article 4? I saw either 4 or 5. Does leave a little bit of leeway, but can these countries really be considered to have in place all those requirements? You know?
Oh, these are the requirements for internal capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. But there is a let out because they're supposed to, you know, seek an international assistance in having this. But it's really worried me. I remember when Luxembourg was nominated, they nominated, you know, those defences which are very scattered. They're quite good, but they're fairly scattered.
You're assuming, you believe there's an assumption that any country that signs the convention expects to have at least one World Heritage Site.
They do. There's no doubt at all about it. This is a fundamental flaw. I've always believed this, is that it, for demure, it has to be based on modern states, modern countries, the frontiers of which, in many cases, bear no relationship to the cultural.
What do you consider the greatest successes of the convention?
Yeah, achieving recognition of the outstanding universal values of properties which are not thought by the countries responsible for them as having the same value as cathedrals and castles and temples. So it brings me back to industrial sites, cultural landscapes, those two in particular. A bit of, you know, hobby horses of mine, but I think they're very important. It's one of the things I did appreciate most in my 11, 12 years, was to see the way the thing got outside that Western European concept of culture. You know, that was that. The rice terraces, that was quite a breakthrough. It really was. Whether it was a good one to use, I don't know. I've seen other rather good rice terrace landscapes since then. But, I mean, more power to their elbow. It is a magnificent landscape. Really, it's terrific.
Yeah, it's quite threatened now. I guess you knew it's on the World Heritage List in danger.
I know.
Quite threatened.
What a lovely story. Peter Fowler and I did the evaluation mission, which was quite fun. And we went to one of the villages. You know, the structure, it's so clear. You've got a village. You've got the paddies, the terraces, and you've got the communal forest at the top. It's almost exactly like a medieval village in Europe, you know, with the village and the infield and the outfield. And it's one of Peter's things. Anyway, we were talking to the mayor of one of these little places, and we said, what do you expect if you go on the World Heritage List? Oh, well, we'll have more visitors. Yeah, good. Where are they going to stay? There's only one guest house here. Oh, yeah, well, you know, we'll build hotels for them. How are they going to get here? Because the roads are terrible. Oh, good Lord, the government will build proper roads and buses can get here. Right, who's going to operate the hotels? Well, people from the village. Right, who's going to look after the fields? Well, they won't need to. I mean, they'll be working in the hotel. Geese, golden eggs, and so on.
Yes.
And we ended up with a meeting, a sort of communal meeting with all these little mayors, and we hammered them on that one. If I can just sum up my attitude, I think that the convention is a very significant document. I think it responds to a perceived need, a perceived gap in our latter-day approach to heritage. I think its application is not as thorough as it should be. It's the following up is inadequate, but nonetheless, it's something that I approve of very strongly, and I feel privileged to have played such an important, well, not important role, but a role in its development over the last 12 years.
Just for the record, how many nomination evaluations have you done, or do you have any idea?
Well, what do you mean? I presented about 350 to
That's
the committee.
That's what I thought. That was just for the record. I thought it was over 300. Yeah, that's quite extraordinary.